The U.S. Supreme Court this morning struck down the death penalty for juveniles. The court's decision on a 5-4 vote forbids the execution of killers who were under 18 when they committed their crimes. It ends a practice used in a score of states and is likely to affect 70 inmates on death row. Joining me now to talk about the decision is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, this is a pretty dramatic decision.
Yes, it is, Renee. You know, the court has been trying for over 15 years to decide what to do about people whom it is argued are not fully culpable for their crimes because they're not fully mature. 15 years ago, the court drew the line at 16 because that's where most states drew it. 3 years ago, it said that states could not execute people who are retarded, again, because that is the line that most states drew. Today, the court drew the line at the age of 18, saying that anybody beneath the age of 18 could not be held so culpable among the most responsible for a heinous crime, could not be executed. And the ruling came in a case involving a Missouri 17-year-old who broke into a woman's house, kidnapped her, duct taped her, bound her, and then worried about the fact that she might be able to identify him, he and his pal threw her over a railroad bridge into the water and killed her.
And I gathered, bragged later that he couldn't be executed because of his age.
That is at least what the prosecution alleged, yes.
Why did the court change its mind?
The opinion written by Justice Anthony Kennedy cites three what he calls objective reasons. The first is that the consensus of the states has changed, that 30 states now forbid the practice. Second, he said, the trend has been all in one direction, that no state has decided to adopt the practice, that they've all, five more states have decided to drop the practice of executing anyone under the age of 18. And even in the states, in the 20 states where it's legal, he said, it's very infrequent that juveniles are sentenced to death. But he has some other what he calls moral reasons, too. The juveniles don't fall into that category of the most morally culpable and reprehensible because they're not fully formed in their character, and they are thus are not fully responsible for their actions, and that you cannot say that they are irretrievably depraved, thus that none of the usual reasons that justify the death penalty, retribution and deterrence, that those reasons don't exist for juveniles.
Nina, this was a 5-4 ruling. What did the dissenters say?
Well, Justice Scalia, speaking from the bench, in a quite bitter opinion denouncing the five-justice majority, said that today the court announces that the meaning of the Constitution has changed from 15 years ago. It finds a national consensus that could not be perceived 15 years ago. It finds that it now exists. The court proclaims itself the sole arbiter of our national moral standards. He noted that the court has allowed abortion for minors, but today doesn't allow the death penalty, and he asks, which takes greater maturity, deciding whether to have an abortion or deciding to throw a live and conscious woman to her death?
Nina, thanks very much. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.